Chapter 19. Keeping Time, Rhythm and Movement. 1974 was an eventful year for me in several respects, for it was a year in which I had musical hallucinations twice, attacks of amusia twice, and the complex musicomotor events I would later describe in A Leg to Stand On. I had had a bad climbing accident on a mountain in Norway, tearing off the quadriceps tendon of my left leg, as well as doing some nerve damage to it. The leg was useless, and I had to find a way to get down the mountain before nightfall. I soon discovered that the best strategy was to row myself down, somewhat as paraplegics do in their wheelchairs. At first I found this difficult and awkward, but soon I fell into a rhythm, accompanied by a sort of marching or rowing song, sometimes the vulgar boatmen's song, with a strong heave on each beat. Before this, I had muscled myself along. Now, with the beat, I was musicked along. Without this synchronization of music and movement, the auditory with the motor, I could never have made my way down the mountain. And somehow, with this internal rhythm and music, it felt much less like a grim, anxious struggle. I was rescued halfway down the mountain and taken to a hospital where my leg was examined, x-rayed, and put into a cast, and then I was flown to England, where, 48 hours after the injury, I had surgery to repair the tendon. Nerve and other tissue damage had to await a natural healing, of course, and there was a 14-day period, therefore, in which I could not use the leg. Indeed, it seemed to be both numb and paralyzed, and not really even a part of me. On the 15th day, when it was judged safe for me to put weight on the leg, I found that I had, strangely, forgotten how to walk. There was only a sort of pseudo-walking, conscious, cautious, unreal, step by step. I would make steps that were too large or too small, and on a couple of occasions managed to cross the left leg in front of the right one, almost tripping on it. The natural, unthinking spontaneity, the automaticity of walking, completely evaded me until again, suddenly, music came to my aid. I had been given a cassette of Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto in E minor. This was the only music I had, and I had been playing it for 2 weeks almost non-stop. Now, suddenly, as I was standing, the concerto started to play itself with intense vividness in my mind. In this moment, the natural rhythm and melody of walking came back to me, and along with this the feeling of my leg as alive, as part of me once again. I suddenly remembered how to walk. The neural systems underlying the newly rediscovered skill of walking were still fragile and easily exhausted, and after half a minute or so of fluent walking, the inner music, the vividly imagined violin concerto, stopped suddenly, as if the needle had been lifted from a record. In that instant, walking stopped too. Then, after I had rested for a while, the music and motion came back to me, again in tandem. After my accident, I wondered if this sort of experience occurred with others, and barely a month had gone by when I saw a patient at a nursing home, an old lady with an apparently paralyzed and useless left leg. She had suffered a complex hip fracture, followed by surgery and many weeks of immobility in a cast. Surgery had been successful, but her leg remained strangely inert and useless. Though there was no clear anatomical or neurological reason for this, she told me she could not imagine how to move the leg. Had the leg ever been able to move since the injury? I asked her. She thought for a moment and said yes, it had, once. It had kept time at a Christmas concert, by itself, when an Irish jig was being played. This was enough. It indicated that whatever was going on or not going on in her nervous system, music could act as an activator, a de-inhibitor. We bombarded her with dance tunes, especially Irish jigs, and saw for ourselves how her leg responded. It took several months, for the leg had become very atrophied. Nevertheless, with music, she was not only able to delight in her own quasi-automatic motor responses, which soon included walking, but to extract from them an ability to make whatever discreet, voluntary movements she desired. She had reclaimed her leg and her sensory motor system in full.